Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Should I go left? Shoulda, woulda, coulda, gotta make a decision. That's life for you, full of choice. Made a choice to run my business. Now I'm writing checks and invoices. Money coming like a running stock market. Now the blessings overflow. Now we blessing all I know. Blessings of the Lord make it great. Blessings of the Lord better no sorrow. Whoa, we blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. And they can stop it. I'm walking in my victory. Yeah, they can watch it. Yeah, I'm blessed. And they can stop it. I'm walking in my victory. Yeah, they can watch it. Blessed ones like eagles. We the roll with the turtles. When they go low, we go high. Then we low and we pray and we bless them anyway. Only by love over here. Blessings up here. Walking every day like we on the quest and we bless. Yeah, I'm blessed. And they can stop it. I'm walking in my victory. Yeah, they can watch it. Yeah, I'm blessed. And they can stop it. I'm walking in my victory. Yeah, they can watch it. Yeah, I'm blessed. And they can stop it. I'm walking in my victory. Yeah, they can watch it. Yeah. I'm walking in my victory, yeah, they gon' watch it.
That was our first song for the week entitled Bless from Carlos Cobham from out of Barbados. Carlos is not only a gospel artist, but he's also a minister who uses his music and platform to inspire, encourage, and uplift. And his heart is for spreading the message of Christ through creativity and excellence. What a powerful way to open up the show. Carlos, keep up the great work. Keep doing what you're doing down there in Barbados and also in the U.S., man. You're doing such an amazing job. And that was a beautiful song, man. We all are blessed. Amen. And now to my brother from another mother. Can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome a dynamic songwriter, producer, singer, rapper, and so much more. A man with a wonderful family, with all of them loving and serving the Lord. Brother Canton Jones. Canton, welcome, man. How are you?
I'm great, Mike D. Thank you for having me, sir.
Oh, man, it's an honor, man.
What's up, Canton, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, Canton, you've been consistent in blending hip-hop and gospel in a way that reaches both the church and the streets. But today, I would like to know, what first inspired you to use your gift this way, and how has that journey shaped your ministry today?
Wow, that's a great question, Landlord. Thank y'all for having me on. So when I grew up, you know, in the church, Church of God in Christ, you know, Pentecostal. Okay. And my dad actually would take me out and I would do quartet music with them. And so, but growing up in the hip hop generation, I always loved hip hop. You know, I was shaped by hip hop, but always, you know, went to church. And so, you know, I wanted to kind of build my ministry based off of just me being genuine. You know, I wanted to be genuine to what I like and what I felt like guys that looked like me, that had my same swagger or what have you, would like to hear, mm-hmm. you know? And so it was kind of like putting our spiritual touch on what we like, you know, putting God in the culture. And so a lot of times people, when they think hip hop, they don't think God. They don't think Jesus. They think negativity. They think robbing, shooting, killing, pimping, you know. But we want you to think about Jesus. We want you to think about Jesus being Lord. He being Savior. We want you to also think about hope. We want you to think about family. And so these are the things that we put into our music, but with the same sound and the same culture. You know, no different than somebody from any other culture doing Jesus in their culture. There are people that do mainstream reggae, mm-hmm. you know, but there are people that do reggae for God, you know, spiritual. Same sound, same elements, but it's a different message. And so we've always wanted to have our message. I mean, talk about the beats got to be hot, banging, lyrics got to be nice. You know, even the presentation, overall presentation has to be top notch. But we are talking about Jesus Christ. We're talking about God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. And so those elements, we wanted to stay true and keep it balanced. And so that's what my mission has been. God has put that type of music on my heart, and we have done well with that. And, you know, a lot of change has happened in churches and in music, gospel music industry, mainstream music industry, because of the strides that God has allowed us to make.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, Kenton, in everything that we do, we just got to stay authentic within ourselves. And it doesn't matter what genre of music we do, as long as we're bringing the kingdom in it. Good word, man.
And Kenton, big congratulations not only on your new song, Rumors, but also on your 2025 Stellar Award you received recently.
Praise God.
40th Annual Stellar Awards. Wow. You got the Stellar Award for Rap, Hip Hop, Gospel Album this year with your album Free Life Experience that you dropped last year. Tell us about that album and this year's Stellar Award, man.
Man, this is my third Stellar, praise God. And I'm so gracious to receive this award. The Free Life Experience, Free Life is the name of our movement. I've pastored for 10 years, and now I'm back on the road. I have one of my brothers that's taken over, and I'm back on the road in artist mode, kind of taking Free Life on the road, like I was saying before. And so we have a local church, and I am kind of taking the experience around the world. And so those people helped me with that project, writing, producing, rapping, singing. It was very, very, very hard work. And I'm so glad that it paid off. And so Free Life is my family, my extended spiritual family. And of course, my kids and my wife is a part of the project as well. So it's almost like maybe about 25 to 30 of us won a Stellar all together, and it's so amazing, bro. It's so amazing that people who hasn't had a platform to do music, I was able to give them that platform on this project, and they got the experience with me of winning this Stellar. So praise God, I'm so humbled, but it took a team effort on this one.
Awesome. Oh man, fantastic, man! You deserve it, bro.
Most definitely, Mikey does. And what I really love about him and his family is that they work like a unit. And that's truly commendable, man. Great, great, great stuff, man. Kenton, there is a fan of yours all the way in Barbados, and he has a question for you.
Kenton, 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 Kenton. You've accomplished so much already in gospel music. What can your fans expect next from Kenton Jones? New music, collaborations, or perhaps ministry projects?
Oh man, definitely more collaborations. I haven't done a lot of collaborations with people that I'm a fan of. Like, you know, even your tops in gospel, Erica Campbell, you know, Marvin Sapp, Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin. I would love to collab with those guys, but also the up and coming 1K Few. I do a lot of music with him, who's a rapper, you know, and then my kids, man, my kids, my family, those projects, man, that's really what I look forward to doing, more music with my family. There's nothing like going out with your family that, you know, when we do ministry events, it's also a family trip. And so I that's another thing that I look forward to doing, and doing bigger projects for young people. Like, I want to do, you know, back in the day, T.D. Jakes did something called Mega Fest, where he brought the family together, and I would love to do something like that. Just push the young people a little bit further, you know, to do things for the young people, to give platforms for more young people in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in our churches, they just need a little bit more of an opportunity. And I feel like they need more opportunity. So I want to create that, but also see how it works. Sometimes parents, pastors don't know what to do. Like, okay, what do I do with them? The dance keep changing. The songs keep changing. I don't understand what they're saying and all of that type of stuff. So we want to create curriculum and platforms so that mom can understand what the kids are doing and dad can understand what the kids are doing, and then vice versa. I can understand your way of worship, your way of how you interpret the word, and kind of pull the family together. So those are my dreams, man, to do certain things where we're having big conferences and festivals celebrating family, where people are coming together, man. Even having like a mom, you know, like grandmothers having a bake contest, you know, the best sweet potato pie contest between grandmothers, something like that to represent our family. I just want to do fun stuff like that. And so you'll be seeing me pull like events together that pull the family together, man. You'll see it soon.
Oh, man.
I really, really love that, man. It's a great idea, and I've watched you in action. I've seen how you work with the young people, with your kids, how you have your kids even producing music for you and many others. I really admire that, man, and I must say, you guys are doing an excellent job, man. But I know you gotta go. But before you go, I just want to take this time to say thank you for always making time for us here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. We just wish you all the best, man. Keep on winning. Keep inspiring people all over the world, man. A lot of people look up to you guys, man. God bless you, man.
Hey, Landlord, Mike D, great to be with you guys. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir. And to all the Caribbean, Africa, all the islands, and Bahamas, man, thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And we'll keep bringing it. We appreciate it.
I've heard all the rumors, and the rumors are true. You are exactly what people say about you. Man, I tried to keep from spreading rumors myself. Blessings kept on coming, had to tell somebody else. And the rumors are true. You are exactly what people say about you. These rumors, these rumors, these rumors, these rumors, these rumors, yeah.
All these rumors. Now I heard you turn water into wine, sent them spirits in the swine. Healed the 10, one said thank you, you were looking for the 9. Then you fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Said the little girl was asleep when the people said she's dead. I heard people try to take you for a fool, you rebuked them. Then you healed a man by the pool, cool. So all of these rumors are true. It's like I wanna keep spreading these rumors about you. All around the world, tell it to my girl. Rumors on these beats, rumors in these streets. And I push the movement like I'm an apostle. I don't call it gossip, but I call it gospel, yeah.
I've heard all the rumors, and the rumors are
not true. You are exactly what people say about you. Man, I tried to keep from spreading rumors myself. Blessings kept on coming, had to tell somebody else. I've heard all the rumors and the rumors are true. You are exactly what people say about you.
Praise, yeah, you're the reason that demons tremble when I call on your name. Yeah, I heard that you're the truth. I heard you never lie. I heard that all my sins have been forgiven. You're the reason why. And I heard that you were innocent. They let a guilty man go free. And I heard that they hated you, so they probably gonna hate me. Somebody said he's one with the Father, worthy.
That's Canton Jones. Canton Jones has Torrence Rudd joining him on Canton's latest song, Rumors. Canton Jones, the veteran urban gospel Christian hip-hop artist, is ministering in song on urban American streets and around the world.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, Canton Jones is an amazing gospel hip-hop artist, and it is always great having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
Yeah, that's right, Landlord. Canton Jones is super cool. And Landlord, speaking of super cool and gospel hip-hop, so sad about our brethren, Big Bruh, passing away. May he rest in power and peace. Man, what a dedicated and gifted gospel artist who loved the Lord, man. And I know you wanted to say some words in tribute to him.
Coming up next is a song that always ministers deeply to me. It's from my brother and my friend who recently went home to be with the Lord, Clifford Big Bruh Riley. He was a man of great faith, a family man, a true street evangelist, known not only here in the Bahamas, but internationally as well. To his family and friends, I just want to say, may this powerful song that he penned continue to give you strength, comfort, and hope to keep holding on.
Hey, don't you give up. Don't you give up, no. Don't give up. Hey, yes, don't you give up now. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Yeah, I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough. Yeah, but don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. Trying to get so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. I know I'm not a perfect man, so I put everything in your hands. Some things I can't change, some things I don't understand. But I know you truly loves me. It helps me to make it on this road, to step up to the plate, carry this heavy load. I have two daughters who love me. To be a better father is to be a better man. But I cannot do it without you. I need to follow your perfect plan. I'm not even worthy of the sacrifice that you made for me. But I know what true love is. It is your grace, your love, your mercy. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. but don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you want to give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. This hasn't been an easy journey. To lose someone you love and suffer broken on. Many days I had to fight depression and just keep on pushing on. I had to trust in your words that tells me I am not alone. The Holy Spirit is my comforter that keep me safe at home. My mind fought many battles and suicide was one of them. You never gave up on me. I know you're with me to the end. The key is to trust the process. What my Father has for me is the very best. There is no strength in giving up. Believe in faith and use your positives. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. Nothing good comes easy. Keep your focus and stay on course. Giving up is not an option, and failure is not a loss. If you don't try, you will never know what a journey has waiting on you. Just remember, let the Most High guide you, and you can see your way clearly through. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. 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 Keep on holding on.
Yeah, that was my good friend, Big Bro, who recently transitioned to be with the Lord. And every time I hear this song, it ministers to me. The words and the message are something we can all relate to in our everyday lives. And, you know, through it all, we must continue to keep the faith and just keep on holding on. You know, such a very powerful song from a powerful man of God. Rest in peace, my brethren. We shall all miss you. Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, it's been said, a good friend is a person you care about and you inspire and even challenge them when necessary, helping to change their lives.
Mike, that is so true. You know, a real friend inspires you, challenges you, and helps you grow. That's the kind of support we all need. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Canton Jones, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a man of God that I truly respect, Pastor Charles Morrow. All the way from the U.S., he has a heart of gold and is a true people person. We're going to leave one of his songs, very powerful song entitled Keeper, of my soul. I'm sure you're gonna love it. And if you are a gospel artist with music, please connect with me on social media at Landlord242. We'd love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, this is your boy Landlord. God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
When I'm in my secret place, Lord, you're on my mind, and every little thing you do for me, yeah, seems always on time. Strength and my refuge, there can be no happiness in my life without you. Cause you are the keeper, the keeper of my soul.
Myself.